VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. It is my first episode on the Pronunciation Challenge. So if you have any suggestions for me after listening, you can comment below and we can start discussing the topic for today. Alright, let's get into the topic. Have you ever heard people saying, I'm poor? Why do people usually say I'm poor while they're actually not? In my opinion, this is because that they haven't seen the poorest people and always compare themselves with those who earn a high income. For example, your friends recently bought a luxurious bag from a famous brand like Coach, but you've only got a bag from Net. When you see your friend's bag, you'll think that you're poor. However, have you ever noticed that there are many people in some part of the world who don't even own a bag? Things that you take it for granted may be something that others long for. If you are interested in this topic and want to learn more about it, check out the video. Now, let's get into the sentence for today. The sentence for today is, I can't afford to divorce my abusive husband. I can't afford a gym membership and SoulCycle. 我没有经济能力，没有办法和恶言相向的丈夫离婚。我负担不起健身房和飞轮运动中心的会员。那么我们首先先来看这句话的发音部分。首先第一个要注意的发音重点是 afford。afford 这个字中的 a 发的是 a 的音。afford。再来下一个要注意的发音重点是 divorce。divorce 这个字中的 i 发的也是 a 的音。而字尾的 ce 则是发 s。的音，通常 C 碰到 E、I 或 Y 的时候会发 S 的音。再来，下一个要注意的发音重点是 abusive。abusive 中的 BU 发的是 BU 的音，中间有类似 Y、Y 的音存在，而字尾的 SIVE 则是发 SIVE 的音。abusive。最后一个要注意的重点是 husband。husband 中的 s 发的是 z 的音，而字尾的 a 发的是 a， 而不是蝴蝶音的 a 的音。那么这些发音重点都记住的话，我们再来念一次今天的句子。I can't afford to divorce my abusive husband.I can't afford a gym membership and SoulCycle. 好，那如果发音重点都没有问题的话，我们接下来就进入单字的部分。首先，第一个单字是 afford。afford 是动词，它的意思是给予、提供的意思。这句话里面的 can't afford 后面要加介系词 to 或者是名词。那么 can't afford 的意思就是负担不起。下面我们来看一下例句。I cannot afford to buy a car. 我买不起一辆车。但是现在谁又买得起一辆车或是一栋房子呢？我连一个名牌包都买不起。好，那我们来看下一个单字。下一个单字是 divorce。Divorce 在句中是当作动词，那么要注意的是 divorce 虽然是与某人离婚，但后面不需要介系词，直接加人就好了。那么要注意的是 di 这个字根在字首的时候呢，本身就有分开的意思，所以这样子记这个单字是不是就比较容易了呢？那么我们来看一下例句哦。 Amanda is divorcing her violent husband. Amanda 正在和她暴力的丈夫闹离婚。现在电视上有很多闹离婚的都很戏剧化，就是把人生当作八点档在演。好，下一个单词。下一个单词呢是 abusive。Abusive 是从动词 abuse 衍生出来的。Abuse 本身就是比较负面的词汇，意思是虐待啊或者是伤害。所以 abuse 再加上形容词字尾 ive 就变成 abusive 辱骂的意思。那么我们来看一下例句。Lily received an abusive phone call from her brother this morning. Lily 今早接到她哥哥打来的辱骂电话。好险我哥对我很好，不会这样做，不然家里一定闹天翻地覆的。 Okay, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. After watching the video for today, I hope you can think about those whose lives are more miserable than yours before you even say I'm poor next time. Think twice, guys, and don't forget to practice today's sentence and leave a comment below. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!